telemedicine initiatives, how close are we to seeing this become a reality?
Well, I think in some aspects it is currently a reality. People are conducting electronic healthcare exchanges. I know VA and DOD are conducting summary record exchanges, the last I had heard. They may even be further along than that. And there's a lot of work going on in telemedicine that is actually transitioned and occurring in the marketplaces today. The things that we're looking at is how to do it appropriately, how to do it safely, how to do it securely, and how to expand on it so that it can become a much larger promise for everybody.
Is it where they originally thought it was going to be at this point in time? Are we behind the curve? Are we a little bit ahead? Where does it stand in the timeline?
From my perspective, I believe we are pretty much on the timeline that I have been looking at, mostly at the timelines that have been expressed through HHS, as HHS has been looking at electronic healthcare and electronic medical record adoption, both within the U.S. government and across the civilian providers across the country. So from what I've seen from their rulemaking and from what they expect on EMRs from their, I believe, 11, 13, 15 milestones, we look like we're on track. It's always good to be further along, though.
Sure.
Yeah, because, again, because of the promise that this has, both for delivering care to underserved and remote locations, as well as increasing the quality of care that can be provided. Oh, am I
looking
the right way? Okay.
Yeah, no, you're fine, you're fine. Right. So when we're talking about the quality of care and the type of care that's going to be through these mobile initiatives, would you say that the federal government is ahead of the curve? Is it more private sector? I know with your role, it's all about the guidelines from NIST.
Right, so at NIST, excuse me, at NIST, we're very much involved with the underlying standards work that allow for the interoperability, allow for the exchange, allow for the telemedicine to occur in a safe, secure, and meaningful manner.
Sure.
These standards are essential for the underpinnings to allow the overlaying technology to be built and for innovation to happen. Oh, it's early. Excuse me.
Of course. You haven't had your coffee yet.
Well, or not enough, at least. So as we look at the standard space and then work up, the U.S. government is an outstanding catalyst to drive some of the innovation, but the innovation comes from the private sector.
I see what you mean. They have to work together.
Absolutely. And
there's no one way to do it alone.
No. So, you know, I'm a federal government employee, and I'm a vet also, but I receive my health care from a civilian provider agency. So it is intertwined very closely. So one of us cannot do it without the other. The role of the government is to facilitate, to incentivize, and to assist, and to work together with industry in those areas of standards, technologies, and innovation.
Now, we are talking with Matt Scholl, the Deputy Division Chief of Cybersecurity at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. And as we got into this, Tom had mentioned the promises and the pitfalls. There are promises of having a mobile point of care, and then there are some perils. So if you could just briefly go over what are some of the good points and some of the challenges when it comes to doing your health care this way.
Sure. So, I mean, I think a lot of the promises are pretty well understood and pretty well expressed through a lot of the executive branch initiatives and communications. Better quality of care, better continuity of care, care reaching to underserved and remote locations, so to allow for point of care to be more distributed.
Even in rural areas?
Especially in rural areas. So when you combine this with other initiatives that are going on, like broadband to the nation, to allow for connectivity across the country, you couple that with the telemedicine initiatives, then you're looking at really bringing promise across the nation over these infrastructures that are being built.
And that goes back to what you said about no one group can do it alone.
Absolutely. It needs to be looked at much holistically, which comes back to our pitfalls. So if we look at point solutions, telemedicine and mobile medicine is fantastic, but if you don't have the infrastructure to support it, so looking at connections, pipes, carrier transmission, the underlying standards for the expression electronically of this information across these pipes so that they can be read easily and understood. What is the quality of the transmissions being sent? So if you're doing mobile care on the other side of the country and you want someone to read an MRI, you want that MRI resolution to be of such that the quality of the care can be maintained. So what is the quality of service for the transmission? What is the need for the connectivity? So when we look at mobility, and this is not just, so telemedicine is a specific use case, a specific instance of the entire discussion around mobile and mobility. So it's not unique necessarily to healthcare, but these are considerations, be it teleworking initiatives or, mobile healthcare.
Do you find, and very briefly because we have to go, but do you find that when you talk about security with the mobile issues as a whole, just general mobile issues, that you can apply those directly to mobile issues for health IT?
You can, but it needs to be looked at in the light of that use case, because there are some issues with healthcare that are potentially different than issues of teleworking.
And you have to factor into that.
I have to factor into that. The people who are going to be providing care, the healthcare providers who are going to be using mobility or telemedicine, need to factor that in also. The industry who's going to be providing the solutions need to also consider that, because we have issues such as safety. We have other regulatory concerns with CDC and HHS that need to be addressed. So even though it is a specific use case of a larger mobile issue, there is some specific use case issues that need to be at least thought about and addressed.
So we're on track, but just a little bit longer.
A little bit longer, I'm not sure about. I mean, I'm always impressed with how industry can come out with innovative solutions to meet our needs. So as we look at the explosion of mobile devices occurring, potentially we could see, rather than a slow linear growth, an exponential growth into this field as mobility also explodes out into our infrastructures.